This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:43 here on this Monday morning. That's what we bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason Shields?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I am okay. It was a mixed bag on a weekend, but you know what? You live to fight another weekend, right?
Yeah, beautiful weather today, too, so it's always nice when you wake up to that.
Hurricane season's quiet. We'll take it. Let's talk about buy now, pay later, because a lot of people are taking advantage of that. Maybe they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, sure thing, Tommy. So today I wanted to start with talking about buy now, pay later and some important changes that are coming regarding credit bureau reporting, because this is it's a fairly big change that a lot of people really need to be aware of if they use buy now, pay later. But first, I'll start with what is buy now, pay later, because I don't know that everyone who's listening may necessarily know about it.
I don't.
And so, yeah, if you've ever checked out online, you go to check out and you put your payment information in, you'll see this button somewhere that says, hey, pay this over 4 easy payments. In essence, that is buy now, pay later. There's a variety of companies that offer that. And basically, what it is it's a short-term installment plan, right? 4 payments over 6 weeks. Once every 2 weeks, you pay 25% of the balance and then it's paid off. Seems really simple. It's interest-free. But these companies wouldn't exist if they weren't making money, right, mm-hmm. Tommy? So the way that these companies profit is a couple of ways. One is merchant fees, right? Very similar. When you swipe your debit card, the merchants pay a percentage. It's usually, 2 to 8%. And the merchants are happy to pay that because they get paid right away and they get an instantaneous sale. The other is consumer fees. So there's late fees, rescheduling fees, all those other various things. And then the bigger one that I don't think a lot of people know about is data monetization. So in essence, these buy now, pay later companies, after you use them multiple times, what they do is they start to figure out your patterns. And in essence, they become the vessel. They become your drug dealer, Tommy, right? They say, okay, I know what you like. I know when I'm going to serve it up to you. I know how often you pay. And so that's the real hidden thing, right? Everyone says, oh, the merchants pay for everything. But the amount of money they make off of your data is makes the merchant fees pale in comparison, to be honest with you. So what's changing with credit reporting is this. For the longest time, buy now, pay later, a lot of people considered it an advantage, never reported to credit reporting agencies. And that could be good and it could be bad. If you're a good user of it, you would really want that info to be reported because it improves your credit worthiness. But if you're someone who misses some payments here and there, you're happy because it's not hurting your credit score. Well, that's going to start changing towards the end of the year. FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, that's the people who make one of the scoring models that a lot of banks and mortgage lenders and everyone uses, are going to start rolling out their model that includes this buy now, pay later data. And so what that's going to do is it's going to change people's scores drastically if they're heavy users of this. And like I said, it could be bad, it could be good, but everyone should kind of be aware of it. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to flip a switch overnight and every bank's going to use this new model and start looking at your buy now, pay later data. Your progressive banks, your ones that really want to see that, are going to start using it relatively quickly. But your more traditional banks are probably not going to see that data for a couple more years as they start to wean into the process and understand those models. But definitely something for customers to think about.
So is it now? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jason.
No, no, go ahead, Tommy.
No, I was just going to ask you, is it necessarily a bad thing or is it just the way you use it?
You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just want to be cognizant of it, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things when someone tells you it's not going to be on your credit report, maybe you don't care as much. You hate to think that way, but it's a potential. And so this is kind of more of a heads up for people who have been using buy now, pay later and maybe don't have the best history. They probably want to not do that anymore because it will start impacting your ability to get traditional credit, right? Mm-hmm. Credit cards and mortgages and auto loans and things of that nature. Some risks to the consumers. I always like to talk about these because, and I'm not, you know, buy now, pay later is just like any type of credit. It's a tool, mm-hmm. right? So as long as you know the risks that are associated with it, then it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to be aware of them. The biggest one is missed payments. I pulled some data and there were multiple surveys that showed 4 in 10 buy now, pay later users have said they've missed at least one payment in the past 12 months. That's a shocking number. That's a 40% rate. It doesn't mean that those loans went bad. It just means that these folks said, hey, either I forgot to make the payment or I didn't have the funds to do it. So it's something the numbers are big. The other thing that the buy now payment pay later companies will do is they'll offer you to reschedule your payment and charge you a small fee for it. Now, that's fine, but you can see how little dollars and these little microtransactions can cause that simple thing that you went to go buy that was interest-free to all of a sudden cost you more than if you would have just paid it up front or even used the traditional form of paying for it that didn't charge you those things. So something that people should be aware of. And then there's a shocking trend with buy now, pay later that people are starting to use it for basic necessities like food, groceries, and things of that nature. And again, you probably shouldn't go get that Chipotle burrito if you don't have the cash for it. They're absolutely not judging. But
no, I understand.
What will happen is, let's just say you do this for 6 weeks, Tommy.
Wait. Hang a second. I'm sorry, Jason, but I got to interrupt you. You're telling me that people go and buy a burrito and pay for it for 6 weeks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, and this is an isolated incident, Tommy. These companies have teamed up with DoorDash and the delivery companies because it's just an easy way for – they don't care. They're getting paid, right? And then the buy now, pay later companies take it on. So – but I'm gonna talk about the snowball effect, okay. Right, because I think this is important. These are six-week payment plans, Tommy. So let's just say you buy that Chipotle burrito and buy now, pay later for 6 weeks. So you're making 6 payments, right? And so in essence, when you make those payments for your buy now, pay later burritos, you're paying what you would have paid had you bought the burrito anyway, right? So it can very easily snowball on you. And then if you start stacking, if you accidentally miss a payment, late fees, these things can get really expensive. And again, if you use discipline, this can be like anything else. It's a tool, but it can also become a really slippery slope that can snowball on you, right? So just something people should think about.
How much is a Chipotle burrito, roughly?
I've seen them up to $20 these days, Tommy.
All right, so let's say $12, all right? So you're telling me people go in and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I'm not judging, I'm just saying, a $12 burrito and finance that for 6 weeks?
Yeah. You know, the more common route that people do
and
is
pay $2
a week
and pay $2 a week on it. That's I swear to God, I'm just old school and I can't believe this. Go ahead.
No, Tommy, I'm not judging. This is one of those things that I just want the listeners to be aware of. These things can snowball on
because, you. Because what happens is you want another burrito, right? And then before you know it, you're paying off 18. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. You got 8 burritos that you're paying off. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And in essence, it's the same amount as you bought the burritos and just pay cash, right? I know we're harping on burritos, but it's a shocking example, right? The more real world example that gets out of control for you is groceries, right? Mm-hmm. If you're financing groceries over 4 to 6 weeks, it's a temporary solution, and so that's just what folks have to be cognizant of. It's a pretty slippery slope. And what happens with the burrito example is the most common vessel that people use is like the DoorDash or Uber Eats, right? And so not only do you have the $12 burrito, then you throw in a $3 delivery fee, and then you throw on the tip that you'll pay your driver. So that $12 burrito is probably $20 by the time it's all said and done. Hmm. But it's real money, man. It is real money.
It is real money, and at some point it's got to be paid back. And you're saying that starting when it's going to start to be reported to the credit bureau?
Well, by the end of the year, Fair Isaac is going to roll out these credit scoring models. So banking's a slow industry at times, Tommy. It'll take a little while, but you'll start seeing these things, and by early next year, this data will be available. And I will leave your listeners with this. I think that it's not a bad thing to use buy now, pay later. You just have to understand it. And I think that some of your younger consumers who were just trying to establish credit or do things, they have what we call a thin file, which means nothing. These are trade lines. If they use it properly and pay on time, it could actually be something that shows creditors that they are a better credit risk, and it could be used as a door in to actually get a real big credit file, in essence.
Great information. Thank you, Jason. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. People want to know more about Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. How do they do it, Jason?
Yeah, gulfbank.com, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. Valuable information as always. 7:53, 7 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.